That's worshiping bigger than the room. What I want you to get a revelation of today is that your worship was not just made to touch the heart of God. Your worship was made to transform the atmospheres around you. Your worship was made not only to touch the heart of God, which is vertical, but to have a horizontal impact upon the minds, upon the thoughts, upon the body, upon the heart, upon the soul of everyone who comes into your throne zone. We are establishing throne zones in the earth, divine radiation zones of the presence of God, that people walk into, and when they encounter that, they're transformed. I was teaching a school in Bangkok, Thailand, and a student came up from a restricted country, a restricted state within a country where it's very violently opposed to Christianity. And I said, man, how did you get saved? And he's like, well, I was a Hindu, and I used to persecute Christians. And I'm from a very, like a Hindu mafia kind of family. And he said, but one day I was out walking and I walked by a tent and all these people were singing and dancing. And I didn't know what they were talking about. It just looked like fun. So I stepped into the tent. And he said, as I was standing there, there was such a peace on me. I just closed my eyes. And then somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, do you want to know what these people are doing? And he said, I said, yes. And he said, they're worshiping me. I said, wait a minute, who was it? He goes, duh, Jesus. Like, oh, sorry. Never had Jesus tap me on the shoulder in bodily form during a worship service before, but. And I go, well, what happened next? And he said, do you want to know me the way they know me? And he said, yes, I do. I'm like, wait a minute, dude. Are you telling me that Jesus led you to Jesus? Jesus.